The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I begin the new year with astonishment at how quickly we arrived here. I mean, 2020? Y2K seems like yesterday, and suddenly it was 20 years ago that we were fretting over the apocalyptic forecasts of computer breakdowns and Armageddons of every kind. More to the point, I'm grateful to be here in relative good health at age 67. My wife and I are both increasingly aware of how short life can be as we've said goodbye not only to grandparents and parents, but increasingly to friends our own age and even younger. Today, at the dawn of a new decade, I'm thankful to be alive, to be retired, to have two married children with whom I spent much of the Christmas holiday. We are blessed by two beautiful grandchildren whom we adore and will soon be moving back to Humboldt County with their parents. We are blessed to have a daughter who is fulfilling her life dream by studying overseas with a professor and a subject that she loves. So I choose to start the year with gratitude. I'm not sure my indicative is any kind of imperative. In other words, I'm grateful. You should be too. Time has taught me there are seasons in life we have more, other times less, for which to be thankful. I remember the troubled times. Happily, when we persist and pray, we normally get through them, and looking back, we can learn great lessons traveling through those dark valleys. Speaking of moving back, our son and daughter-in-law are soon returning to Humboldt. Both were raised in this area, and after many years of being away, they will finally be able to return to their native county. However, I'll share two concerns as the kids return and grandkids face growing up in Humboldt. One is safety. I'll never forget the safety concerns we had for our children when we moved here from Europe some 26 years ago. Statistics were not on our side coming to Humboldt. Homicide rates and violent crimes are so much higher than in Switzerland where we lived at the time. It was almost comical. Recent myriad school shootings and the like do not inspire confidence that America is a safer place than it was 2.5 decades ago. But I am thankful for the police and sheriff who daily put their lives on the line to keep this place as safe as it is. I nevertheless hope for days when there will be fewer drugs, less disparity between haves and have-nots in Humboldt County and our country. A day when neighbors learn to respect and care for one another in a spirit of love and friendship. Second is the economy. Things are booming in America now, Humboldt too, but will they continue? I have fears about the job market locally and economy nationally. It seems to me that every time a viable industry wants to put down roots here, we cut them off before they get started. It also seems to me that we are spending our children's future by accumulating staggering deficits. For those who might be at a low point during the holidays and New Year's, I close with a hopeful thought from one of the sages of the 20th century. No despair of ours can alter the reality of things nor stain the joy of the cosmic dance, which will always be there. Thomas Merton. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.